Mark Hudson is a real estate agent in Washington, D.C., one of the areas that has been least affected by the housing and construction bust. He peruses the day's list of homes for sale.
We're down 40% in home sales. That affects every, you know, potential area of the economy everywhere. And we're, frankly, being close to Washington, in better shape than a lot of the areas of the country.
One of the homes Hudson is currently trying to sell is this one, in a historic district in a suburb of Washington.
Leading to the backyard, beautiful deck and a great backyard.
He says he'll sell this house for much less than he would have several years ago, and that reduced housing prices have a real impact on people's personal wealth.
If they sold it 5 years ago, they would have cleared X, and now they're going to clear, you know, $100,000 to $150,000 less. And that's money that they could use for retirement or buying a new house or putting their kids in college. So it absolutely affects their personal wealth.
Robust home sales and construction can help drive an economic recovery. But economist Karen Dynan says that probably won't happen this time around.
The real issue now is that demand is so weak because people don't want to buy homes when their income prospects are so weak, when they're worried that house prices are going to fall further. And until we can see that housing demand rise again, we're not going to see home building start to rise in a way that's contributing to economic growth.
Many economists say that fear of the unknown is feeding consumers' hesitancy. That fear has rocked global financial markets, following a downgrade of U.S. Treasury debt and a long-running and highly fractious political debate over raising the nation's debt ceiling.
Pessimism can be self-fulfilling. If a consumer wakes up one day and is worried about the future and doesn't go out and spend, then retailers are going to see weak demand, and they're not going to hire as much, and income will weaken, and that in turn will lead consumers to have even less inclination to spend.
Mark Hudson says that with his personal income down by more than 50%, he's certainly spending less, and he's worried about what's to come.
If there's a second recession, I don't know what I would do, because I've cut as much as I could, I believe. I mean, I guess I could do more, but it would be difficult. I've cut as much as I can at this point. So it's kind of a scary question.
In Washington, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.